amendment to chapter 27, zoning ordinance to revise the text of the Downey Village Overlay District. I see that there's no objections, the public hearing is open. Do we have a presentation from staff?
Surprise.
Always covers rock.
I don't have a... I need to be in the junior land, I'm just kidding.
Well, I'll be brief. You might remember this text amendment started quite some time ago back in the spring. It's really, I'd consider a minor revision. It's really an updating to change a couple of points to reflect a more modern representation of some of the products that are available and some of the trends in the marketplace. A major amendment, I'll say to it, is the creation of an architecture review committee to have oversight as a helpful stop along the way for the development community to navigate them through the overlay district design requirements.
Okay. Thank you. Questions for Howard? We appreciate it. All right, now I'm going to open the public comment. Anybody that wishes to speak in favor of this chapter 27 ordinance, please make your way to the podium. And please state your name and for the record.
Good evening, I'm Gordon Jackson. I live at 1208 Mile Post Drive, Midway, Georgia. I have lived there for some time now. I haven't been kicked out yet. Just simply wanted to say thanks to the city staff, and a number of councilmen who have worked with DHA and the DHA committee that worked with working on the Dunwoody Village Overlay ordinance. And beyond that, at this point, I'll say I'm here answering questions that may arise as you get into that.
Okay, fantastic. Well, I'll take that opportunity, Gordon, if you could just take a minute if there's any questions from council on board involved in that. Okay. Thank you, Gordon. All right, anybody else wish to speak in favor of this, please make your way to the podium.
Actually, it's a question. The what concerns me is that anything he said interfere with the design review committee, because I think that's the watershed issue at hand here. It's got to be done. It's got to be done by people. They're professional. It's got to be done quickly. It's got to be done before permits issued, and then the conformity has got to be checked at the end. Is that all still there?
Mr. Grant, for this public comment.
Okay. I think that's very important. We talked to Denny earlier about a couple other changes that should be made. I understand your process. So.
All right, anybody else wish to speak in favor of this, please make your way to the podium. I see that there's none. Anybody that wishes to speak against this ordinance, please make your way to the podium.
Council. I'm not against specifically what the policy is, but
I'm speaking for
Ryan is saying he's on Blue Drive.
Thank you.
I would hope the council always keeps in mind the money that we're spending for the comprehensive plan, thinking in 2028 or 2038 or whatever the distance we're going out, to make sure that we make a desirable and amenable space for developers and residents to want to come and live in Dunwoody Village. We identify that as one of the four places that we're going to put our efforts and, I guess, future money and thrust. And I don't want to see that the Dunwoody Village gets left behind from the PCID or the open space area that's available through Georgetown or the Shallowford area, just because we're at a really tight strict policy building, whether it's going to be a cost efficiency issue or not. So that's all I would like us to consider when we think about doing this, is the 20, 30 years down the road in terms of making it truly the viable center of Montgomery. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sims. Anybody else that wishes to speak against this ordinance, please make your way to the podium. All right, seeing if there's none, with no objections, I will close this public hearing. Public comments are closed. Okay. Sharon?
An ordinance amending Chapter 27 of the City of Dunwoody Code of Ordinances by a text amendment to the Dunwoody Village Overlay District.
Thank you.
Mayor, I move we approve the text amendment as written.
All right, Mr. Taylor, second that discussion. Robert?
Yeah, I've actually got two changes that I want to suggest, and I will pass them out now. Sharon and Brian, if you... The first one is a text change to Section 3C7 that deals with sidewalks, pedestrian walkways. And what I'm going to suggest here, and I do this, well, I'll go ahead and suggest it. I will try to caveat first. What I'm going to suggest is that we add to the model of the bench that we are proposing, that we use the same company, the same model, but they have a second site series. And the only difference between the bench that's in here and the second site series is the second site uses recycled plastic instead of wood. Now let me caveat it. In the next 20 years, if we're lucky, we'll put 5 or 10 of these benches in Dunwoody Village. The amount of wood that we're talking about would fit very comfortably in the back seat of my very small car. This is not going to make a difference in the amount of trees cut down, or in the amount of landfill, or it's not going to change the economy for recycled plastic. But I think there is a symbolic importance here to say that, you know what, if we have an opportunity to put in recycled material instead of wood, it's worth doing. So I'm going to suggest that it's not the same, right? When people sit on the bench, they're going to know they're sitting on recycled plastic rather than wood. But it's attractive. It looks very similar. It's very durable. It's easy to maintain. So I'm going to suggest that one of the changes that we make be to add that.
Are you do these in separate?
I think they should be separate because I think they're four sort of different ideas. So I'll move that we make that change.
Okay. You're second.
I'll second it.
Okay, thank
for
you.
Discussion.
Yes, Jenny.
You have a change, Robert. Your name change here.
Oh, yeah, and I will point out, this is just a Scrivener error. There are a couple of places in the ordinance where it refers to Victory Stanley, and the company's actually called Victor Stanley.
Okay.
So wherever it's misspelled, we just need to correct this.
All right, discussion on this. Hey, John.
This is a matter of conversation, and I believe we asked the city for clarification as far as the design standard and whether it met and the difference between the plastic or the wood. Is there a city report regarding this matter?
Doesn't appear to be.
Okay.
But the notes I'm getting. Okay, let me open it up for public comment. If anybody wishes to speak regards to this... this change.
Okay, I was going to make
your way to the podium, please. And for the record, please state your name and your comment.
Thank you. I was the guy that objected to the recycled material because it does have some downfalls. On the other hand, I think he's right. Let's just get the opportunity to choose to do that. That's fine.
Have you sat in the chairs or the benches?
The one with the recycled stuff?
Or the wooden one. Are they comfortable?
Yeah, yeah.
The wooden one we've got.
Wooden benches are never really comfortable. But the key is they're not hot. And I think that's what the PCID is very wrong. Those benches are extremely hot.
I think that was right. So. Right.
Thank you for that. Any other public comment? I don't close public comment on the issue. Any other discussion on this? Yes, Danny?
Yes, I have an amendment
Just on this one change, we're doing this one at a time. So this is, we're on discussion. We had a second on his 3A.
Okay.
Just that.
Okay.
Any other, Tom?
Just the small amount we're talking about. I don't know that we need to symbolically do anything.
I guess I got a question. You know, everybody tells me that I shouldn't put in plastic windows in my house because it's, you know, wood is more in the decor of Dunwoody or something. So I don't know. You know, I'm not a decorator. I sure don't know much about it. I paint wood windows. I know that. But I don't really have a strong feeling. I just wonder if it's good. You know, we've got Gordon, we've got Bill here, anybody else from the committee, Stacy's back there, she's from the, is wood more palatable with our, you know, Dunwoody keeping, or is plastic the same?
Mr. Grant, you can come up and answer that.
Okay, I actually wrote an email to some people. The advantage of the wood, quite honestly, is much cooler when you sell it. It's also easier to keep it looking. Plastic tends to be very hot. It's also very difficult to hold paint. The heat is what bothers me more than anything else.
Okay, any other questions for Mr. Graham while we have the SD? Yeah.
Durability.
Is one more durable than the other?
You know, I don't honestly know. If it is truly plastic and not right recycled wood, which was discussed once, it would probably last longer. But I'll tell you, it will be here for years anyway.
All right, other discussion on this? All right, see that there's none. All in favor of this amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Aye. Well, that makes it interesting. We're 3-3.
Recount?
No.
Recount?
3-3?
4-2.
I think it's 4-2.
4-2, I'm sorry.
I think the two of us are odds, and I think everybody else will see that.
Okay. So I'll let me recount that. I apologize. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay, all opposed, please say aye. Raise your right hand. Aye. Aye. I'm sorry. That is 4-2. Okay, Robert, can we go to...
So the second change I want to put in is actually in your document as a red line, and I think it was taken out as part of our discussions, and I think it actually belongs in, I'd tell you what page we're on, but they're not page numbered, but it's section C3C14. It deals with the design advisory committee. It's the second to last page. Let's do it that way. It's the second to last page.
3C14?
Yeah, 3C14.
Where you asked what paragraph?
It's just before height architectural variances. It's the last sentence before height and architectural variances. And what I'd like to do is to add that back in and change the wording just slightly. Certificate of occupancy. And I think this is common practice for the city anyway, so I don't know that we're changing much, but I've gotten some emails earlier that felt like this needed to be in there, and I agree with them. Prior to the issuance of the certificate of occupancy, the site has to be inspected by the city and the design review advisory committee member, and a final compliance certificate issued. Any deficiencies must be corrected before the CO is issued.
Okay.
So, and really, the only change that I'm making here is that I'm indicating that I think the advisory committee needs to be part of that process instead of just the city.
Got it. And that was a motion, right?
That was a motion to amend to insert this language.
Okay, and I'll second.
Right.
Okay, beat you to it. So discussion here on this?
I think that's a good modification.
Okay, John?
I'd just like to hear from the city to hear more aspects of the amendment.
I have one objection to the modification. Is that throughout the document, the design review committee has been advisory only. I wanted to see if you'd be willing to modify the language that you presented to make that clear, that the decision to issue the CO is the city's only, and that the design review committee can certainly be part of that process of going through the inspection with us, presenting their recommendations, but the final decision needs to be with the community development director, so that if we have an argument between the design review committee and the city, that we're not in a stalemate, and that the CO can be issued even with the objection by the design review committee if the city feels it's appropriate.
And I'm fine with that. It is an advisory committee, and I don't think we've given it any power or authority.
I mean, the language
yeah.
that you suggest, I just need to see it running.
I'd
probably modify it by one word.
Yeah.
Satisfy
if you
want to
modify it by one word, have at it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it either. Or it's like you could do a quick review on it. Another discussion internally. I now open it up for public comment. Anybody that wants to speak on this issue, please make your way to the podium.
Mayor and City Council, we have gotten staff as well as members of the council on this, and we approve this. We definitely feel that a member of the design review committee should accompany the city in making that final inspection, and I appreciate Mr. Wood's saying
thank you. Anybody else wishes to speak in regards to this amendment, please make your way to the podium. Okay. Warren, do you have any final comment before I throw the vote? Do you have a time to read
almost.
That?
Yeah.
Okay, you're scrawling. I thought you were drawing a picture.
I will certainly make a comment again after he gets through the next break.
Yeah, actually, public comment will remain open. Okay, any other discussion internally?
I think it's good if we can add to satisfy the staff that it's advisory and put the word advisory in there. It's fine.
Okay, we're giving more in a couple minutes.
Yeah, I think it's fast. Just make sure that's okay with you.
The final question is after receiving the recommendations from the DRC.
So I'd like to amend my open amendment.
Okay.
And I'd like to revise it to read that prior to the issuance of the certificate of occupancy, the site has to be inspected by the city and the design review advisory committee member, and a final compliance certificate issued in the final decision of the city after receiving any recommendations from the design review advisory committee.
Okay, so I'll second that and discussion on that, and I'll start. I think it sounds like the intent is simply that the final word is the city, right. City control, and that was your issue. Okay, I'll open that up for public comment. All right. We'll close public comment and any other discussion before we vote on this. All right. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, that was, help me get my brain straight here. I'm running with a little cold. That was amended, so we still have to vote.
You have to vote on the major issue.
Right, we have to vote on the whole thing. Danny's got some more.
Yes, that's right. We might have more minutes. I'm sorry. Danny, go ahead.
Yes, I would like to add two items, and I can make it in one amendment. To add in section 3C-12, street furniture, item E, add the following words, U, in parentheses, type bike racks in dark green color to match the benches will be used.
Can you repeat that one more time?
I knew you'd ask that.
The U-shaped. What he really means is U-shaped.
Okay, U-shaped. Type rack in dark green color that matches the bench's color will be installed.
Are those wood or plastic?
They're metal and they're going to be hot.
So they're not wood. Not okay. Wood. They're not plastic. Okay.
Sorry. You can't get
a yeah, please.
Thank you.
And the second part of my amendment is section 3C14. The last, actually it's C3, 14, last paragraph, to change within 7 days of receipt of completed application, change the words 7 to 14.
Second to last.
Okay. Just add the other thing.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay, I'll second you on those discussions.
Okay. Okay, the first thing is we don't really have any firm type of rack that we're going to use, so I think that has to be included. Secondly, I think it's unrealistic for all applications to be reviewed by the committee and a recommendation made within 7 days of the receipt of a completed application.
Okay.
I think 14 days is more realistic time. You've got somebody out on vacation or something, you've blown through that number.
All right, discussion on this, Danny?
Yes, I have sat in a couple of bike pedestrian meetings where they just talked about the type of bicycle rack, and this is what their recommendation is. These are guys that have knowledge of bicycles and how they should be set up, and they've got a whole plan, as a matter of fact, put together as to how we can make this thing work and have merchants actually purchase it and have stickers and things that really work well, I think, with this type of rack. I just have a question for Mr. Grant when he comes up.
Okay. I guess I need to come up. But hold on a second. Any other discussion here, Council? All right, so we'll have a public comment. Mr. Grant, you have a comment. I know we need you as a witness here, but if you'd like to make a comment.
All right, two things. The U-shaped rack was proposed by the bicycle folks. It's a good idea. We had not specified a bike rack in the ordinance, so this is a good solution. Excuse me. They are using a stainless steel bike rack. My only reservation about the stainless steel is the expense, and also it's going to be stark silver bright next to soft dark green furniture. I think we'd be better off if we used dark green. The other thing is the 14 days, I was concerned that something could show up and one of the design review committee could be on vacation and we couldn't take care of it in 7 days, so I asked for an extension.
My question is on the green, because I do remember meetings I sat in, they did talk about stainless, and I tend to agree with you that they would kind of stand out if they were stainless, but can you actually get a paint that would adhere to? It'd still be stainless steel, it'd just be painted, as I understand. Is that right?
No, what I was thinking is that we'd go, this is not unique. They're getting a guy to make these somewhere here in Atlanta, and he's doing a special out of stainless steel at their request. That would be a lot more expensive. I think I can find these racks somewhere else. They're already there, they're cast iron ready to paint.
They are on the internet, I know that.
Okay, so we can find that, and I told Danny I'd specify.
Okay, and just to clarify, nothing in the ordinance states that it has to be stainless steel. So we're not written down about that. Okay, any other questions for Mr. Grant as he's making himself back in the seat? Okay, we're good. Thank you, Bill. Any other discussion on this? All right, this is another amendment. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, now we're back to the original. As amended, chapter 27. Any other discussion? Yes, Robert?
No, I was just going to move that we adopt as amended.
Okay.
Motion. That's already on the floor.
It's already on the floor. Okay.
Okay. Any other discussion on this as amended? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right. New business.